Hey, it's Amy. We're doing this series on how to be friends with money. I'll say this because if you're this far into the series, you've probably been listening and you've heard me say this repeatedly, but I'll just say it again. If you're looking for a coach, I'm an intuitive and I help people do really extraordinary things. So consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right. Let's talk about if you've read any financial book written by, particularly by women in the last decade in the metaphysical personal development space. If you've read one, it usually starts with a story about this. I decided to start opening my mail and reading my statements. So I'm going to include that here. And I'm giggling because there have definitely been times in my life where I buried my head in the sand, because really that's the point, is the more that you're aware of what's going on in your financial life, the more you are receptive to divine guidance to support you in solving whatever problem you need to solve, managing your money well, making choices and decisions about the way that you spend, about the way that you earn. It gives you your power back, that awareness, knowing about your money. Just know what's going on, know what you owe, know when it's due. Like, open your mail and read your statements. I've gone digital, so all my statements come via email. And I just know. And then I set up a calendar at the beginning of the month, and I know when things come out, and it helps me to see my finances clearly. It helps me to feel empowered about the way I am using my money, about the way in which I'm allowing money to flow into my life. So just start opening your mail, if you get mail, and start reading your statements and seeing, oh, this is when things are due. And if something's unclear to you, pick up the phone and ask. I got a credit card last year, new credit card. And I was like, okay, I've done credit cards many times in my life, but this time, why don't I just call them? And I'm like, how do you be successful with this? Like, I can read and Google, and I have friends that have gave me guidance and what are the tricks of credit cards? But I actually just called and I was like, hey, what's up? And the woman I spoke to gave me such a beautiful tip. She's like, okay, payments are due on this day. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty clear on that. She's like, but if you don't pay it by 5 Central time, it's not, you're in California. So that would be whatever, 3 in California. If you don't pay it by then, you're going to get a late fee, or it's considered late. But if you call in and make the payment, we charge you like a couple of bucks, but it'll post that day. And that little tip, I've never had to really use it, because then she gave me another tip behind that. And it was just her speaking candidly to me. She was like, okay, you know what I do? I just start paying it the day before. And I was like, oh, geez, lady, you're amazing. So, just that little tip, changed everything for me. Like, I was like, oh, there's no rush up to that date. It's like, just pay it the day before. So then I know it's always on time. And essentially, that's like the secret to credit cards, is pay them on time. And they're kind of strict about it in a way that maybe other people aren't. And some of you already know this, but for those of you that do have a lot of anxiety around credit cards or payment plans, call up and figure it out. Figure out a system for yourself. Don't let it be every month an assault on your senses that a bill is due. And believe me, I've spent a good part of my adult life living that way. But now, from this vantage point, because I want to be a cool cat with money. So I was like, well, I got to be a cool cat with bills, because bills require money. So as I was learning to be a cool cat, I started finding all these ways that made my life easier. And that started with just being willing to know what's up. Know what's up. Open your mail, read your statements, know what the numbers are. And then you can have so much more control over the experience. Why did they don't teach us this shit in school? And I was AP honors and college and all that shit, which was great, and I appreciate my education in every way, shape, or form. I'm not putting that down. But they really left this out, and it's a huge part of my life. You know? So it's going to be your job to teach yourself these things. It's going to be your job, even once you maybe read a blog or watch a video and listen to some expert talk about it, it's going to be your job to take that information and figure out how it actually applies to your life and create systems for yourself that work for you, that make you feel good. And then what it does vibrationally is it makes you a cool cat, and money loves a cool cat, and money's drawn to cool cats. So if you want to be homies with money, you know, open your statements, know how all your financials work, when are things due, have a plan around it, and don't let it constantly be this like, right? Because, you know, like I think about all the years that I've lived like that, I'm like, that's like stress that I didn't need, right? You don't need that stress if you figure out a system. And even if there is a month where I'm like, oh gosh, shit's getting rough, I already have a system for that too. So there is no shit getting rough. Yeah, I was, I'm going on a little rant here. Do I want to tell the story? I think I do. Okay, so I was dealing with, I had a wave of clients that were the fear of success, which is rooted in self-sabotage. Underneath self-sabotage is the fear of success and the fear of failure all at the same time. So I was doing some research on the fear of success. And I came across it was a Marie Forleo video, and she basically broke down. She's like, okay, let's just say you lost everything. Create a plan for yourself. And you think that like, oh my God, that's so scary. I have to, you know, it's not, you know, we say in the metaphysical space and in the manifesting space, focus on the positive and focus on what you want. But oftentimes we need to detach from it, right? And so it is okay to look at the negative, look at the worst case scenario before it shows up, and then it most likely won't show up, and have a plan. How would you deal with it? So I would encourage anybody, like, think about your worst case scenario around money and figure out how you would work your way out of that. And as a result, you'll start to put things in place now so that if ever that did present itself, you knew it's not really a worst case scenario. It's just a part of life, and you have the means to take care of it. You have the means to take care of yourself. You have the means to make it work during that time. It's a really powerful exercise. So good. It was a Marie Forleo video. It was from 2014. If you want to, I think it's like, what if everything falls apart, or what if my success goes away? And that little tip was like, oh, and I remember sitting down and journaling it out and like, okay, this is what I would do, and this is how I would be prepared. And then you get to approach your finances from a different perspective. You know, it's not you, oh my God, I'm saving for a rainy day because it could fall apart anywhere. It's not a Chicken Little moment anymore. The sky is no longer falling. If it were to happen, okay, I'm good. Right. And that's where you want to get. You want to get to a place where you know that you are always going to be okay. And your awareness helps to foster that belief that you will always be okay. Open your mail, read your statements. All right. I'm Amy. You know that now. This is my series on how to be friends with money. If you are looking for a coach, please visit my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Look at my options and let's work together. And while you're there, please sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week. All right, my loves, we're continuing this series on how to be friends with money. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.